A stunning mandate. Prime Minister Antonio Costa's ruling socialists have won a majority of seats in Portugal's snap election. It's a feat few could have imagined coming into the election. Pre-election polling had them nearly even with the second-place center-right Social Democrats. The election was triggered when other leftist parties voted with right-wing parties to kill the 2022 budget. That put Costa's rule at risk until he pulled off Sunday's victory. The socialists will have the votes now to pass the budget.
It was a victory of humility, of confidence, and for stability. Firstly, I want to say thank you to all the Portuguese for the exemplar way the electoral campaign took place, for the civic way that these elections took place in such a difficult moment for all of us.
His main rival, Rui Rio, the leader of the center-right Social Democrats, acknowledging defeat and implying he may step down as party leader.
With the Socialist Party's governing period of 4 years, I sincerely don't see how I can be useful in this framework. The party will decide, but I sincerely don't see how I can be useful in this context for 4 more years.
The far right-wing party Chega, or Enough, also celebrating. They received the third highest number of votes, the first such showing for a far right-wing party since the arrival of democracy in 1974, a sign of the traction populism holds after 2 years of pandemic pain.
One of the problems that we have, and this might explain a little bit why this right-wing party is rising, is that Portugal is not growing as the other countries in the European Union. It's getting backwards. Now it's the seventh poorest country in the 27 of the European Union.
Donning protective gear, poll workers even received COVID-positive voters who left isolation to cast their ballots in what many saw as the most important election in decades.
The election was defined by the pandemic, with voters calling on Parliament to get the economy going again and to effectively manage the handling of billions of dollars from the EU Recovery and Resilience Fund. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Lisbon.